Hello everybody, it's John, and this afternoon I'm talking to Trevor and Christine Williams, who are both members of the team. And as you probably remember, I'm going down the list of people that are connected with the newspaper to see how they got involved with it and what they actually do now. So, seeing as I'm sitting next to you, Christine, would you like to launch off? Could you tell me how you became involved and what you actually do now?
Well, it was through previous members, Mike and Helen Hayes. They used to be involved before they moved away. And when they were moving, they said, you know, would you like to be one of the readers? Because probably be a bit short.
And yeah.
So I went along once to see how it all went ahead. And,
right.
And then a short while after that, I joined. So I'm one of the readers of the newspaper articles.
I see. So you went along to a recording session, did you?
Yes.
I see.
Yes. And just sat there and watched us.
Right. That's something I've never done, you know.
Is it?
No, yeah. I was talking to Heather Wilson a little bit since, and she's been, you know, with it for quite a long time.
Yes.
And I'd never actually seen how it goes on. So when you actually roll up on the evening, what actually happens then?
Well, Trevor and I usually set up all the equipment. Trevor is the computer man.
Ah.
We get the table set up and the microphones, etc. And we're now at Roomfield.
Yes.
Which is a nice big room.
Mm.
So we've got all the tables in a row. And the order in which the articles are being read, that's how the readers sit. And we just go around and read all the articles until we're done.
Right. And somebody sends you these items in advance, do they? So you get a chance to read them. You're not,
yes.
not doing it cold, I see.
Oh, no.
Ah,
no, right. Have a chance to have a read through over the weekend.
Mm.
For
right.
Them.
Mm. And how many are there in your team?
Well, there are four readers and Trevor does the recordings.
Ah, I see. Right. Oh, well, thanks for that. That was quite to the point, wasn't it? So Trevor, you're the computer man then?
Yes. I mean, I was also brought in by Mike and Helen. I've actually been doing it longer than Christine has. It must be probably 6 or 7 years now, I would imagine. But they were struggling to find people who were interested in doing the technical side, and I think they got down to only having one person doing recordings at that time. So they desperately needed somebody. So I got roped in.
Right. So is this your line of business then?
Well, I've worked in computing since the very early 70s.
All right.
So not recording, but that was completely new to me. But, you know, computers are very much second nature to me.
Mm, I see, yeah.
We have two teams of people who do the recordings. We alternate on a monthly basis.
Right.
Two teams of effectively five people. So each one has a recording technician or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, you don't do both teams then?
Sorry?
You don't do both teams?
I don't do both teams.
Oh, right.
No.
No.
The other team's, the technician is Kevin.
Yes, Kevin Emmett. Yeah, right.
So, yes. As Christine said, we set the equipment up and then I get everybody seated in the right positions and check the recording levels and then we take it from there. And as we're going along, the person who's reading will read their little bit and then signal me that they're getting to the end, and then I sort of swap tracks to the next person and signal them to start reading.
Oh.
And so we go until we've done the whole lot.
I see. So you're like the conductor then, aren't you?
Yes.
Hold
on
your box, right?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
And then once we've got the recording done, we tag on the magazine articles to the end of it.
Yes.
And then load it all onto the individual USB sticks to send out to people.
Oh, so you're involved in that part as well?
Oh, yeah, we produce all those as well, yeah.
Right, I see.
And then the next day, I do the web update. So I take the recording that we've done the night before, one of the USB sticks, put it on my computer, and then upload it to the website so that it's available online.
Right. Very vital work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm very, very computer illiterate, and so it's a wonderful thing that you do that makes you possible for me to access this. It's quite easy to do that, and I was very, very grateful. But I'd never known how it was actually done, and of course, never knew who did it. Ah, right.
The wonders of the internet.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, right. And I mean, do you ever get, either of you get involved in any feedback at all from the newspaper?
No, not really.
No. It's only one person that we know is a recipient of the newspaper.
Yeah.
We see her on a regular basis, and sometimes she makes an odd comment about something.
Yeah. No, we heard of somebody who lives down, I think it's near Doncaster, you know, as far away as that, and he was saying that he's quite severely disabled. And he thinks it's a wonderful thing, and he looks forward to it every month. And he says he gets quite a lot of, you know, sort of comfort and information from it as well. And he's been watching it grow over the years, and he thinks it's a wonderful thing.
Nice to be appreciated.
Well, it is indeed, yes, because I don't think people know what goes on. I didn't. Even as Ecclesy Ward introduced me to it, but I had no idea really what went on behind the scenes. And somebody suggested that I might work down the list of volunteers, and this is what I'm doing. And don't tell Pete, I think he's next on the list. I'll get him sometime. But it has been interesting to see, you know, how people got involved and what they actually do. Right, well, thank you both for your time, and keep up the good work. Right, thank you.